We're back on the air here with your host today, Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. Family Feud time.
Fun today. We are having fun on this Friday. And weather-wise, from the weather guys, more sunshine, Marion. That's right, with a high near 81. It's currently 74. And we're moving right up the line. Hey, we're playing the Family Feud right here on WWGH Style. We've got the lovely Bailey, who's pinging out on some noodles and tuna. We've got my main man, Scott Spears, and my brother from another mother, David Jones of Nikin. And live in balance. He always gets me. He gets me when I say living in balance. And it's live in balance.
Did I get it right?
Okay. And he's picking out on some pizza. So with that being said, I haven't got. No, did I get the number one answer? I did get the number one answer, didn't I? It was for the question. Family Feud. Ready? Let me get my. Let me get into program mode. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Family Feud. Now, name something that you eat. Name something that you eat. That you eat that might roll away if you dropped it on the floor. Certainly not no pizza or no pasta and tuna.
Tuna and noodles.
Yeah, tuna
and
noodles.
No tuna and noodles.
Bless her heart. She comes from Prospect. That's what they call it there. I call it tuna casserole. No, I'm just teasing. She like, no, I put it in the microwave. It ain't been in the stove. But, yeah, so that's going to be a hell of a show. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but I will say again, those women down in the South, whether they're black, white, whatever, they live long and they live strong. They eat good, you know what I'm saying, and they believe in the Lord. And those are things that mean a lot to longevity and, of course, strength. I almost want to tell y'all the end of the thing, but, yeah, so I got poo-pooed out about touching her stove. Anyway, the Family Feud is in progress, and here's my telephone number, 740-383-9944. Now, name something that you eat, and then if you dropped it, it might roll away. Something that you eat that if you dropped it, it might roll away.
Now, which answers do we already have?
We got the number one answer. Carolyn, was it? Yeah, Carolyn. Carolyn called and said she had the answer. And then we had Mary, who previously got the one and two answers, number one and two answers. She's going to get the Carl Brashear, one-of-a-kind. Captain's hat, by the way. Mary, if you're still on the line, if you're still on, listening to us, and I'm sure you are, it's a captain's hat. I said an admiral. You know, missing a few bars there. But name something that you eat that if you dropped it, it might roll away. You know, I was going to ask you something, Scott, to be honest with you. It was something about Marion. Oh, this is it. This studio is located in the Ohio Health Building.
Yes, we're in the Ohio
downstairs. Because I noticed right down the hall here, they have a behavioral place, you know, that takes care of, you know, people who can't manage their behavior.
Now on floor number one is the heart failure clinic, but it also doubles as where people get their drug test if they have to drug test to work. Yeah.
Okay.
So that goes on down. So there's a lot of traffic down there.
Yeah, I did
time
see a
time.
Couple guys that looked like they smoked weed and they were coming out and getting in their pickup.
So they won't be passing the test, is what
they're saying. they walked down and said, "Hey, how you doing?"
Wasted trip
end
today.
That's my Marion accent. How you doing, buddy? All right. Nice to see you. No, I'm just kidding. That sounded like almost like Bailey.
You were down in Alabama. Down in Alabama there for a second. What a thing.
Do your kids have an accent as well?
No.
Okay.
I'm not even on.
Go ahead.
Potter up. He was admiring the way you were chewing that tuna.
No, my youngest one, a little, he'll say again.
Again? Gomer Pyle. No, I'm just teasing.
But, I mean, some things that they say, like, a little bit,
okay.
But not really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you don't want them to go down to Alabama see Grandma and everybody, and they're talking like city slickers. What's up, Mama?
That's right. When they go in there to mess with that bungee cord on the stove, there's going to be trouble.
Oh, yeah, for real, yeah. That, bless her heart, that lady, I got to tell you.
Tell us the end, Ted.
Okay. So, as you know, I told you I brought the broken stove. I brought the door in. She doesn't want to hear nothing about it. And I asked the producer off the side. I said, get me out of this. Because the lady is getting really infuriated at the fact that I went from getting a glass of water to breaking her damn stove. So I call the producers. They're out in the truck. Sears is out there. They've got a brand new stove. They got brand new refrigerator. They got microwave. They got a whole cabinet unit. Everything that they're ready to do. Second chance at grandma having a great life. I get a knock on the door. The knock is, and I know it's them. So I get ready to go to the door to answer because I know who's on the other side of it. And the woman sticks her hand out and belts me completely away and said, no, you don't touch another damn thing in here. She said, you done touched enough. And it hit me in the throat.
Oh, no.
I fell back.
This is on video.
Yeah, this is a television show.
Oh, man. Like American Gladiators.
It's like 4 hours of edited. A lot of B-roll is on the floor there.
Jeez.
I am winded, right? And by this time, I'm no longer talking to producers. I'm talking to the granddaughter who arranged this whole thing. Tell your mama what the hell's going on. She ain't got to hit me. I'm mad, you know? So finally, she breaks down and tells the grandma. No. She answers the door after she belts me. Oh, we got an answer right here on the phone.
What a great story we're in the middle of. Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to the Family Feud. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys got to stop, and I can't stop laughing. I got to pull off the road and stop from laughing.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. You got an answer to today's question?
Boy, you know, I forgot what the question was.
Well, it is name something you eat that if you dropped it, it might roll away. Is that it?
Well, let me think here.
Meatball has already been gotten, and it was given, rather, and it was the number one answer, but I've got plenty more, so give me the number two answer, and I'll give you a congratulatory prize.
How about a grape?
A grape has been taken. It was the number three answer. So I got the number one and the number three. I'm looking for the number two, maybe four.
Okay, let me think here. I had cinnamon rolls, but I don't think they roll away.
So, bless a cinnamon roll. You're talking about a cinnamon tire.
Yeah. Boy, that's a hard one. I think I'm going to have to go again.
I love you. You just keep listening, man. That's all.
I'm having a blast listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you, man. Keep listening. We love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, a cinnamon roll. I was thinking. But anyway, so before the lady belts me, she belts me, and then she goes to the door, in fact, to know that I could possibly not know who's on the other side of that door. I was just either trying to be funny or whatever. She belts me, and then her daughter tells her what the whole situation's all about. Well, lo and behold, the daughter opens up the door, and there's Sears with a brand new stove and everything. I'm still on the floor holding my throat because it felt like she hit. And that is a 94-year-old woman.
She knocked you down.
Knocked me down.
Oh,
hit me,
my
almost
word.
Broke my windpipe. My esophagus, my throat, something, you know, I was hurt. And she looked, and lo and behold, after she seen all that, she got into a gratitude crying like you wouldn't believe. Oh Lord, she started holding her heart. She said, thank you, oh why me, Lord, oh God, I'm so sorry. She started hauling. She fell down. She is a cardiac patient.
Oh no.
And I didn't know, you know, so we actually had to call 911 because you could see on the kids' faces, the grandkids and all that were there for the taping, that, you know, grandma's hurt, you know, so they wouldn't call 911. I conclude every episode of the episodes to come with, I'm Ted Williams, America. Join me again next week for another second chance. Good night. This particular time I said, thank you, America. Join me next week. I had a neck brace on and everything, and we had to roll a disclaimer at the bottom that said, Mrs. Davis is enjoying her refrigerator, and she's fine and living well and enjoying her.
But this just sounds like a disaster.
Oh, it was. I've never done television before, first of all, to even find out that these reality shows really are reality, you know. I was heated.
Who thought that idea up that you should destroy her? You should destroy her stove.
No, the kids came. Her people came in with that on a Facebook request.
Oh,
And it was fielded that they just wanted, the only way they could get that stove out of there, away from harm's way, was to, if she wanted to beat me, is there any way he could get, you know, we'll even pay, see, they were willing to even pay for the, you know, the stove and everything themselves. It would have been just me coming down there and meeting him and saying, honey, listen, what I got for you behind door number, I mean, not behind your door. But they wanted to make it all, and the producers was having fun. Oh, they were rolling when I got hit, because I cussed. Oh. I cussed like you wouldn't believe, because I couldn't believe this little old lady hit me like that. And hell, and first you wanted to meet me, and now I'm supposedly broke your stove. And I'm telling you, she cussed even worse. We had to bleep a lot of stuff out, edit a lot of stuff out, because she was like, what in the hell is he doing? You could, and Scott Anthony had a body camera on, so he's catching all of her reaction. Like, what? And then here I come out looking like, hey, I broke your stove, but I got a new one on the other side of the door.
So you're telling me this will be on the Disney Channel? This is awesome entertainment.
TLC.
Right there. TLC. It'll be on the TLC network. Sure. Yeah. Right there. If that doesn't say family.
This fall.
Yeah. Holy. You know, but that reminds me of the story. Jerry Lewis. We all remember Jerry
Lewis. Jerry.
And I never forget the story. Because people used to ask him about being so famous.
Yeah.
And he said he'll never forget he was getting ready to go on stage one night in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And he's in the wing. He's Jerry getting ready to go on.
Yeah.
And there's a lady backstage who's mopping the floor. And she comes over to him, and he's got like a minute before he has to go on. And the lady comes over and goes, oh, Jerry Lewis. I've loved you for years. I can't believe I'm meeting Jerry Lewis here. Jerry Lewis. And he's saying, thank you, ma'am. And she said, can you sign an autograph for it? And he's getting ready to go on stage.
Wow.
Can I sign it? And he does a minute, and he signs an autograph for her. And, you know, you're just the greatest person, Jerry Lewis. I can't believe it. Could you please talk to my mother first? I'll just get her on the phone over here. If my mother means so much. And Jerry said, I have to go on stage. I can't talk to your mother. And she goes, I hope you die with cancer. That's fame.
Hey, that's what happened to me. Was that woman that said, you ain't that damn famous anyway.
That's right.
This lady, because I didn't want to take a picture. I mean, I couldn't. I was actually in a rush. And and I heard her, you know, under her breath say, you ain't that damn famous. Go ahead. Go ahead. And then I felt bad. I felt like, oh, let me go and take a picture with this lady. But I was in a rush. And then the lady at Applebee's, she runs up. I got a mouthful of salad in my mouth, and she wants to take a selfie. So she takes it upon herself to go and stand behind me with her camera and everything. And then I didn't know whether to smile, whether to laugh, whether or what, because I had lettuce all hanging out my mouth and everything else. And all she wanted was a selfie.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Bailey's going to get that kind of reaction.
And she will.
Yeah.
Would they call that a salad selfie?
A salad selfie. You got it right.
A salad selfie.
The old salad selfie.
Okay, the Family Feud is still in progress. Marion, Ohio, you know the number, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Today's question is, are you ready? Carolyn already got the number one answer. Let me let you off the hook with that. Carolyn said it was meatballs, and that was the number one answer. So the question is, name something that you eat that if it dropped, it would roll. Or if you dropped it, it would roll. Something that you eat that if you dropped it, it would roll. Come on, we've got some more answers. We've got more of Marion than just my five friends out there. I love you. I'm going to, you know, after I cut this spot, after we get off the air with the lovely Mary Ellen Withrow, I'm going to go to Dunkin'.
You know what's exciting is that next hour, Mary Ellen Withrow will be with us. Hustle a few
donuts.
We're going to have Mary Ellen Withrow here in the next hour, 40th Treasurer of the United States, to cap off this morning.
Yep.
But you have a big announcement coming up in that hour.
I'm going to make that announcement. I think I'm going to have to ponder it after listening to Mary Ellen, because she's full of politics.
But isn't it? I mean, and
now that's a voted post, isn't it?
She was voted. She's the only person to ever be local, state, and national treasurer. Only person ever to do that.
Wow.
She was voted local, and then she was voted state.
Okay,
I think state twice, local twice.
Okay.
And then she was appointed by Bill Clinton to be the national treasurer.
There you go.
And she was for 6 years.
It is an appointment.
Was an appointment. That was the national treasurer.
That's great, and she's a resident of Marion, Ohio.
Moved back to Marion after she left the post in 2000 when Bill Clinton left office.
Now, when's the last time she's been on? Has she been on since this corona?
You know, she was on. She was with me here election day, which didn't end up happening back in March, primary day. Okay. But she still came in. Mary Ellen comes to my house for the 4th of July and
yeah,
Memorial Day.
Yeah, sweetheart.
You know, we have a good relationship.
This lady here has rubbed elbows with top brass.
Oh, she's met Margaret Thatcher and Bill Clinton and Joe Biden, and she's met them all.
Met Barack?
You know, I think she has.
All right.
Barack. Lots to talk about coming up here in the
Barack
next hour.
With his fine wife.
I want
Michelle.
Whoa!
No, I'm just teasing.
Oh, that'll see. That is TMZ right there. That woman will be karate chopping you.
I think everybody wants Michelle.
You know, why do you think some first ladies, when we go back and look at them over time, get revered and some get hated? There seems to be no middle ground. You know, like Hillary was hated, Nancy Reagan was hated, but Betty Ford was loved. Yeah. Michelle was loved.
Jacqueline Kennedy.
Barbara Bush was loved. And she was grandmotherly.
My God, she was the only first lady that just didn't look like a first lady. She was like the first grandma.
She didn't care either.
Yeah.
She put those pearls on and had that white. I think she was the first white-haired first
her
lady.
Her son and her husband were presidents. Ain't that something? That's a lot of women. I admire that. I love her. Hats off to Barbara Bush.
And, you know, she looked like a grandmother, but you know what her nickname was in the family? The Enforcer.
I can believe that.
Mess with Barbara, I don't think.
No, you didn't.
You didn't push Barbara around.
She beat George W. up quite a few times. What's the one? What's the last? Was it W or
W was the second one? Yeah, her son.
She must have whipped his butt because he come out retarded. Sometimes.
Well, you know something. Oh, that's. Well,
that's my opinion. This
well,
is not,
that's an editorial opinion.
Expressed here on WWGH do not reflect.
It's funny you mention that because, now see that guy had to pull over again to the side of the road. There's probably a wreck out there in Marion somewhere. No, but I remember when Barbara died a couple years ago, George W., the one we're talking about, former president, was giving a press conference. And he was talking about the last time he saw his mom because she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to tell you about mother's sense of humor. Said she was talking to the nurse, and she said, you want to know why George W. turned out the way he did? Huh. And the nurse, kind of befuddled, said, why, Mrs. Bush?
Yeah.
And she said, because I drank and smoked when I was pregnant with him.
I can believe it.
And that's Barbara Bush for you.
I can believe it. Bless his heart. If you ever look at any of those 9/11 things, when the Secret Service or whoever came over to inform him that the World Trade, and he was in that school in Florida somewhere teaching some reading to some grade school kids, and if you ever looked at his his look when they came over, Mr. President, the World Trade Tower number 1 just got hit. His face looked like the most dumbest look I've ever seen a man possess. And that look stayed etched in my mind about everything thereafter with him. I just said, he's a dummy.
Well, he left.
But I'll take him over. Never mind. I'll leave.
Well, you know what? Listen, you can fill in the blanks at home I think we all know what that was.
I don't want to say anybody to their firm beliefs and their political matters at hand. I don't really get into that. I like to have fun like any other comedian, and I'm going to do it one day before all of this goes. I'm going to try a little stand-up.
Where are you? Comedy?
Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite joke that you could tell on the air?
On the air, being the operative word.
That's the big word here. Capital letters on the air.
Well, I tell you what, the only one I can think of is my impression of Dr. Phil asking me, am I ready to go to treatment? Now, here's a man that has, for 20 years, standing on highway corners, begging for money, stealing, not having no clue at being productive at all, and the first thing the television talk show host asked him, Ted, are you ready to go to treatment today? Are you ready? And I looked at him and said, hell no, I'm ready to get me an 8-ball, a quarter ounce, a kilo, or something. I didn't know how long this was going to last. One of those kind of comedic takes.
That's a great impression of Dr. Phil.
You know what? I like Dr. Phil. He's a good guy. But he's not from Alabama. No.
You know, he does that Zoom now. He does his show from the Zoom. I didn't know he knew how to work the Zoom.
Man, he's got an erectile dysfunction. Him and what's-her-name got that ED pill. You heard about it?
No, I didn't hear about
Steve
that.
Harvey.
No, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, the ED is not a Viagra or Cialis or anything, but it's some kind of thing that's supposed to beat the hell out of. Yeah.
Oh, I must have.
Yeah, he's
catch
in the
that.
Market with one of these pharmaceutical. You were, didn't you? Dr.
Nobody's going to admit
no,
to it.
I don't
well,
think
I have to say, hey, I have to say something. My kids, my daughters, the ones that got married, they were invited to Hollywood to do a taping of the Dr. Phil show along with me in conjunction with my story. And one of my daughters noticed Dr. Phil's groin area, and she said, Daddy, he got a hell of a package.
Oh.
And so, so now when I look at Dr. Phil's show, I'm like, where? No, but he does have some kind of pill out there.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well.
Dr. Phil is packing.
We'll have to Google that when the show's over with.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Well, the question once again here, let's not get aside from our family feud time. And I want to say, Marion, I'm having a great time. And I look forward to the podcast. And Bailey has embraced me along. This man here, Scott Spears, has truly, truly been a godsend and supportive of my whole endeavors, of all my endeavors here. With this blessing of being deemed as the man with the golden voice. I am deemed as being the man with the God-given golden voice. So with that being said, Marion, 740-383-9944. That's the number. We're playing the Family Feud for this final hour of power. And the question is, name something that you eat that if it fell, it might roll away. If it fell on the floor, it might roll away. And the number one answer was meatballs, and then we did get grapes. Those were two of them that we got, and I got a prize for if they, somebody can give me the number two answer.
You know, this is very difficult for people.
Yeah.
What about a donut?
I don't think if donuts you
doesn't
it
roll.
Roll no.
Well, some places I've eaten those donuts, but like the donut holes will roll.
Yeah, Dunkin' got some good rolling donuts.
Those oh, an orange.
An orange? Yeah, orange is on there.
Orange is on the list.
Yeah,
all
orange
right.
is on the list. And quite a few. Bailey, come on with one.
I already know the answer.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
No, he told me all the answers.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
my sorry. Goodness gracious.
Well, Dave had the number one, but...
most people are.
He didn't read... Well, think of one. Did I tell you all the answers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, come on, callers. 740-383-9944.
And
hey, we got a caller. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the Family Feud. Who do we have on the telephone?
Oh, it's Mary again.
Miss Mary, you a beast. You are a beast this morning.
I'm just thinking apples.
Apples, apples.
I was going to yes. say orange.
Yes,
but
absolutely, apples. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, it is. It's apples, baby. That's right.
Okay, I got another one. Yay!
Okay, good girl. You on a roll. Yes. No pun intended.
True.
All right.
It might roll away.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Boy, Mary, all right. Mary's got a thinking cap on today. Yeah,
certainly does.
Apples. Now, I wouldn't think an apple would roll because it does have a you know, like a flat top and bottom a little bit.
Indentation.
Yes.
Well, it might not be a smooth roll, but it'll roll.
Well, I thought that was Dr. Phil walking in. He was like, that might not
like
be.
Like a bloop, 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 bloop. That's what you get out of an apple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas a meatball just fly.
Meatball will roll along the floor all day long.
Isn't there a song about that?
A meatball?
Rolling away.
Rolling on the river, rolling on the river.
There you go. Do you know the Marshmallow World song, Ted?
Oh, no.
Marshmallow World?
Marshmallow World by Darlene Love.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. We did Christmas in July yesterday or the day before, something like that.
The Marshmallow Love.
And we sang the Marshmallow World.
Oh, World, I'm sorry.
World, yes.
I said Love. No, I've never heard it.
It was good.
Okay.
It was not.
No, it was really good. I had a,
yes.
I had a record contract after the day was over that day.
Okay.
It was amazing.
All right, the Marshmallow
World.
Why can't you
absolutely
world?
People
I'm thinking
love
like Marshmallow
it.
Love.
Marshmallow, well, Darlene Love did do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. There's where I'm getting the love from.
It's about being.
I thought I was Kreskin for a minute there. I'm getting love out of Marshmallow Love. Hey, has either one of y'all, you know, and I'm asking you, Mary, when I ask my fine friends, my colleagues here, have either one of you ate a marshmallow that's been burnt?
Yes.
Burnt.
That's the best.
Oh, when they burnt. Oh,
yeah.
No.
You don't like the s'mores?
No. That's
no,
a little beyond.
I don't care for the s'mores, no.
You be licking your teeth like.
No, what kind of, what's your favorite food?
Oreo cookie. Oh, my favorite food?
Favorite food.
Listen, if I was on death row and I was my execution, you know how they ask you your last meal? Mine would be a fried pork chop with rice and gravy, fried cabbage, and a glass of grape Kool-Aid.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'd be my last meal.
You know, it's funny because my little sister's allergic to peanuts. Uh-huh. And so she said that if she was ever on death row, she would have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich so she'd take herself out. Nobody's going to kill her.
Yeah, no execution there, huh? Wow, okay. Wow, I didn't ever think of that one. What would take me out? She's allergic, bless her heart.
Yep.
I don't know that I'm allergic to any foods, but I do not like peanut butter. I don't like gravy. There are so many things I don't...
You're not too much of a peanut butter man, are you? You like peanut butter? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, I'm just not a peanut. I don't know why.
What are you allergic to?
Everything.
Really?
I'm allergic to corn and peas and an enzyme in dirt.
A country girl like you? Wow.
I know. I didn't have any allergies until I had kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she ate a handful of dirt. It's that Alabama dirt. No, she ate some and put her in.
That's right. They got that red dirt down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they think that was connected to all the hormonal changes of being pregnant?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ted Bundy. They asked him, well, first of all, they asked him, what did he want for his last meal? An empty plate. And when they said, do you have any last words? He said, I came here to die. I didn't come here to make no speech.
Whoa.
That's what he told him.
Defiant right up till the end.
Yeah, he said, I came here to die. I did not come here to make no speech. And his plate was empty. I'd have to at least go and defecate something out when they press the button.
Well, maybe he just had a big lunch.
And considered it his last meal.
He didn't need that dinner.
Just wasn't feeling hungry.
No, he was
now,
full.
You say you're studying psychology?
Yes.
And it's for, you know, you're helping battered women or what?
Yeah,
was it?
I want to be a victim's advocate.
A victim's advocate.
Yeah, so okay. I was abused as a child, so I want to help, like, kids that are abused.
Okay, wow,
that's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
on,
awesome.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it in
Bailey.
A different way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good, girl. Give some other girls a chance to follow truly an example. Oh, I hate abuse. I mean, I hate that people can put themselves in that frame of mind to abuse a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some crazies out there.
The reason why I asked Bailey that question, and truly, Bailey, I wanted you to know that I was thinking in terms of psychologists trying to find out what makes a serial killer like Ted Bundy or any of those people tick. You know what I mean? How can you get how they get into the minds or the mindset of a Ted Bundy and all? Because, you know, you have to have some kind of skill to do that.
I think they have, like, issues as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
because you look at some of these on the Justice Channel, and they talk about the kids that set fires and mutilated dogs and you know, or pets or whatever, and you know, they had a peed in the bed all
mm-hmm. the. I mean, statistically, I should not be who I am. But, I mean, because I was abused for like 15 years.
Oh wow!
Oh,
so
bless your heart.
Yeah. So I mean, I should not. You know, be
right,
like
right,
this,
right,
but
in that frame of mind,
yeah.
Or yeah, pursuing those kind of interests. Well, go, girl. I love you even more now. Hey,
yeah,
we're
awesome.
Still playing. We got a few answers left. 740-383-9944 is the number. What do you eat that if it fell on the floor it would roll? And we've already got the number one answer. It's meatball, and we've had grape, and now we've had apple. Which I didn't think would be on there.
And Scott said orange.
Orange.
Orange, that's right.
Yes.
You did say that.
So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Now, when did you guys BS? When did that, your airshift, your podcast?
Well, we'll be on tonight from 8 to 10.
From 8 to 10.
Live on this station with Friday Night Live, and then next Wednesday.
Oh, y'all just got it all hooked up. Friday Night Live, what was yesterday? You said there was some kind of, you called it another name, Topic Tuesday or something?
What was I yesterday?
I don't know what you were yesterday.
I don't know where I was yesterday.
It was just a BS show.
Oh, yes, that's the podcast, yes.
Yeah,
that's
what I was talking about.
Yeah, the Friday Night Live will be on the air tonight on this station.
Okay, yeah,
from 8
yeah.
to 10, and then the podcast will be
Somebody's
returning
calling.
Next Wednesday.
Okay, we got a caller. Let's hope Mary or all of our choices. Mary. No, she's like, I'm not
M&M's?
No Mary. Huh?
How about M&M's?
M&M's. Wow. Now, that really should be on here. If it's not, Louie, just give me a second. I'm an old man. Bear with me. I am trying. Well, you know what? Candy. Candy. It's on there. Absolutely.
Well, that's worth at least $100,000.
You write your own ticket with your answers, the girl.
You got it. Okay, thanks.
All right, baby. Thank you. Yes, candy gumball. She said M&M's, and that's under the candy. So we're moving along. I have so many questions to ask Mary. I can't wait till she gets here because I want her to sign me a $20 bill.
This is going to be interesting when she comes in because I have not seen her since 4th of July when we got together for 4th of July.
Yeah, how long has this pandemic been in the swing of things?
March.
March?
March 13th, I think.
America.
Friday the 13th.
We once knew it.
I know. What a day it was.
Yeah.
I was having a good day March the 13th.
Now, do you go down Alabama to the...
Panama. That's good. Panama.
Have you been down to the canal lately?
Do you go visit
Alabama?
It's been...
I was just going to ask you. Yes.
It's been 2 years since I've been down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was America as we once knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, how are things down in Alabama? Because I haven't... I don't know. Is it a hot state?
It's a hot state. Texas and Alabama.
Oh, Texas,
and
California, Florida.
Oh, it's all a mess.
Yeah.
What do you think of the schools?
That's what I really... You know, I feel bad so much. It's not so bad so bad that I think that the unemployment, of course, people are getting assistance to stimulus and all of that and everything. I think about our kids, man. How 1 year or they're... And look at the graduates, our seniors. You know what I mean? They look forward to those proms and you know, getting dressed up and going to who's graduating, who's not. All of that is like America as we once knew it.
Yeah. It's, and it's going to be that way through spring of next year, I understand.
No sports.
Oh, that's killing me right now.
Yes, yes.
I miss the baseball.
I have boys. They need sports.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They look forward to that.
Yeah, my son plays
competition.
My son plays travel soccer, so we're always. I mean, he's been practicing.
Yeah.
I mean, they even did practice on Zoom. Like they had Zoom practices.
I'm not kicking the ball.
But yeah, it's just. Oh.
Is that because they consider it somewhat of a contact sport? Okay. Because I know some young girls that do travel softball, and they've continued to have their their weekend tournaments over the summer.
Yeah, we cannot play or scrimmage or anything because it's a contact sport. So,
because part of my business, I do something called muscle activation, where using range of motion on a massage table, I'm able to find muscle imbalances and correct them, which really helps athletes because athletes are always looking to get the most out of their body. They want their muscles to perform at the highest level. And I've worked on a number of softball girls, and they were talking about tournaments.
She said she needs that.
It's really interesting stuff. I've helped a lot of people get some really good results.
Reset my pelvis.
You know, I took the kids to Cedar Point like last weekend, and I've never been so sore. I was like, I am about like I'll turn 28 in 2 weeks, and
really?
I'm like,
man, you look like you're 16 or 17.
Yeah, I'll be 28 in 2 weeks, and I felt like I was like 90 getting off those roller coasters.
Thrown around.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of you. I screamed like a girl up in them things, you know what I mean? Then when you get daddy excited, take him on a roller coaster. I'll be like,
My son has no fear at all.
Really?
Oh.
Now, is that a good thing, you think? Or
no. I don't know. I don't like roller coasters.
Fear as far as rides go, or just no fear at all?
Oh, I mean both.
Baby, the bathroom's on fire. Go get it. I got you, Mom. Really? Fireman Bill.
Oh,
Has he ever done zip lining, or is he too young?
He hasn't yet. I want to take him. He would love it. I know he would.
Oh,
but.
Yeah. What is zip lining?
Bungee jumping or something?
No, you see it in the movies a lot where you're way up high and you got this. You're strapped in. You're buckled up for safety, but you got this handle and it's on a cable and you just take off and you ride the cable till the
end. Oh, Lord. Too old for that one. My Depends wouldn't hold up.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting things people can do, though.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, as old as I am, I'm 62, but as old as I am, if a dog chased me, I bet you I can outrun that dog. I'm 62.
Fear does a lot of things for people.
Exactly.
Like when that woman hit you in the throat, everything went up.
Yeah, man, I was ready to cuss that old woman up.
I bet you're going to take on her. Huh? I bet you could have taken her at that point.
No, I think she was held up, man. And you know, after she got well and we wished her well and seen her through and all, I asked her, I said, how are you so virile and so strong like that? She said, I eat a lot of okra.
Oh, okra.
She said, I eat my okra. I eat my vegetables. She said, I love me some potatoes.
Sounds and like Granny Clampett.
Yeah.
I said, well, Lord, I'm going to have to come and eat with you. You come down, baby. I said, no, you ain't hitting me no more.
So yeah. she was so furious that you had broken her stove.
Yes, she was, like it was sabotage. Like, oh, you want to meet this guy? Let's Facebook him and see if we can arrange him to come. Because they paid for our trip down there. And then the production outfit refunded, give it back to him,
right.
Wrote it on. The production company. But see, I'd never done television, and so, you know, radio is my life, my blood, you know. A lot of people from time to time, Scott, and I'm sure, Bailey, you would agree, and people have asked me from time to time, can you sing? No. Easy answer, no. You know, I try to do a little bit of the Barry White thing, you know, back in the day, and the Temptations, you know. Papa was a rolling stone. You know, that kind of thing.
Barry White, what a talent he was.
Oh, man, I love Barry White.
Now, who do you think was the greatest musical talent? It's always debated. Is it Elvis? Is it the Beatles? Is it Michael Jackson?
I have to go with Elvis.
Really, Elvis?
Elvis, my dude.
See,
long live the king.
I think it's the Beatles.
I think he would have the Beatles?
I think it's the Beatles.
They were like so. No, don't get me wrong. The excitement.
Where's now, that lady now, with the karate chop? Yeah.
No. Listen. I will have
Take
to
him
agree.
Out. Take him out.
I will have to agree. 64, 65. Yes, the Beatles. I mean, it wasn't. It was so much of a thrill to know. On Ed Sullivan tonight, the Beatles. You know, that kind of thing. But after the Ed Sullivan appearances and more later on down. I didn't really care for them as much. I went for the Monkees.
Well, here's what I think. This is why I think the Beatles will stand the test of time. First of all, as opposed to Michael Jackson and Elvis, they had a shorter time together. So
yeah.
Their body of work was less. But yet, if you can go to a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 18-year-old's iPod today, or whatever they're listening to their music on, there will be a Beatles song there. You would not find an Elvis or a Michael Jackson song, for the most part, on their whatever they're listening on, their listening device. For some reason, the Beatles music has always been transitional.
What is the group that Paul McCartney had afterwards? Eagles? Or
Paul McCartney
Wings?
Wings, yeah.
Okay. You'll find those are the tested tunes through the years. I don't think, or Hey Jude, I think you, or Eleanor Rigby, maybe. But as far as me seeing on a kid's iPod, and I love the song, I Want to Hold Your Hand, or you know, Give Me One Kiss and I'll Be Happy. No, that's the Dave Clark Pie.
Let's get some Four Tops in here. We'll do the Four Tops.
Okay.
They're good.
Ain't no woman like the one I got. Oh, no, they don't come better. To make her happy doesn't take a lot. She don't ask for things like diamond rings. Goes together like a hand in glove, like pages in a letter. Ain't no woman like the one I love.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. How about that?
I love the Tops, man.
And they're still out there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, the Temps are the Tops.
They've never stopped.
Now, I would love to, of course, is that my Miss Ellen?
That's Mary Ellen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only woman that can go in my pocket anytime. Miss Ellen, Mary Ellen Withrow.
Oh, you don't need to get up.
No, I just want to, I know she didn't, we'll practice this. We'll practice our social distancing. We were just talking about you a little while ago.
Uh-oh.
And it's always a pleasure to see you.
There you go. You can have
my seat before you get talking. Boy, the lady that signs the checks.
And we're going to be, and we got a lot to talk, because we're going to talk about this chain shortage that's got everybody nuts.
Chain shortage?
You haven't heard about the chain shortage?
No.
Oh,
I heard about the bitcoins. What's that?
We'll talk about that too. There's a lot to
really?
Talk about.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
It's going to be messy.
Up and clear the road for the lady herself. Miss Mary Ellen Withrow.
And Mary Ellen's going to be with us through 1 o'clock today. It's going to be a lot of fun, 10 to 1 p.m.
Talking about today's political climate.
Oh, and there's a lot going on.
Compared to the day Miss Mary Ellen was in there. Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask it one more time. You know the telephone number is 740-383-9944. Is that the number?
That is the number.
I looked over at Bailey. Bailey's like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
No, she's never given the number.
Yeah. But,
no, my 9-year-old could tell you the number all day long.
Really? And you know, that's the only thing I think about my the kids, too. When we were kids, we remembered numbers, you know? Mm-hmm. You can remember 4 or 5 numbers, your job's number, your home number, your mother's number, and all that kind of thing. Now these kids just press 1.
That's it.
You know, that's
text.
It. Yeah.
Text and all that. It's a mess. Yeah. It's a mess in the world right now.
Well, how soon will it be before we get the lovely Miss Mary Ellen?
We're going to break here in 5 minutes, and then we're going to come back with Mary Ellen.
All right, that 5 minutes, I need somebody. Now, I got 2 gifts that I'm giving out. I'm giving the lovely Mary, and who's the other winner? Miss Carolyn?
Carolyn,
yes. We have. I've got my autographed T-shirt for her, and thank you. Got my autographed T-shirt for her, and then Carl Brashear. I have a one-of-a-kind hat for USS Carl Brashear. It's the captain's hat, and it's a one-of-a-kind, girl. And I want to thank everybody that was listening today thus far, but we've still got more time. But we've got only a few minutes left. If anybody can call me right now and give me the answer. And let's see if Miss Mary Ellen got one of these. Name a food that you eat that if it fell on the floor, it would roll.
Grapes.
Well, we got the grapes already.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That was the number 3 answer.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels. That was almost like the cinnamon roll.
That's good.
Yeah.
Brussels. Oh, you got cinnamon rolls?
Well, yeah, and no. Cinnamon roll was one of the answers to one of our callers. We got the candy.
Really?
We did the apple. Scott did orange.
Well, yeah, orange.
We got grape. Yeah. We got like 1, and then we did that 1. 2 more answers.
It's
peas. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. From Mary Ellen. There you go.
Oh, you know, I have to tell a story. But
and the last one is egg.
An egg?
But like Bailey said, it would break. It wouldn't roll.
Well, we're getting a guess here. Well, we've given all the answers now, so just take the call.
Hey, come on and give it to me. Whatever you sound, I got something for you. Who do I have on the phone?
Roger,
you got, what do you have? I think I have 1 more answer left, and if not, give us one that we don't have.
Well, you probably don't have Jawbreaker.
Well, you know what? Candy was on 1, gumball was the other, and a Jawbreaker would be considered a Jawbreaker.
There's candy, right?
There's some.
Candy?
Some Jawbreakers are like bubble gum.
They are. You're right. They have the little gum in the side.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you're absolutely, Roger, you got the last answer because we did have candy for the M&Ms, I think the girl said.
Yeah, I believe she did.
Yeah. So, Roger, thank you so much. You've completed that round of the Family Feud. We love you. Mask up. Have a great weekend and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Roger.
Now, remember, we got a whole other hour coming up. We got Ted with a big announcement in the next hour. Mary Ellen Withrow is going to join us. But here's a story I wanted to tell. We got 2 minutes left before the break.
Okay.
About, I guess it was a little over a year ago, we decided we were going to bring game shows back to radio here on WWGH Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a game show. Oh, man. Mary Ellen knows what I'm talking about. We came
Password.
In. Well, no, we were going to revive. You remember that old game show, What's My Line? With Dorothy Kilgallen. Okay, so we were going to do that, and we renamed it. So the panelists on this show were Mary Ellen and myself and super fan Buckeye Guy.
Yeah.
You know, with the...
Yeah.
We were the panelists.
Yeah.
And honest to goodness, Mary Ellen, we take 3 episodes in a day.
Okay.
3 or 4. And they're in the archive. People can go listen to them. They're on the website, WWGH1071.com. But Mary Ellen just destroyed me and the Buckeye Guy. We might as well. You won every game, Mary Ellen. Every game.
Now, what's the one that they... to tell the truth, I'm thinking about that one as well. But
This was where the host has a person, place, or thing. And we can ask questions about that, but he can only answer with yes or no. And then you have to guess the person, place, or thing.
Oh, that'd
but
be
boy,
a
we, but we stunk. Mary Ellen didn't stink, but Buckeye Guy and I.
Why would she stink? Because
she was the best.
She signs money.
Well, and another thing I love to tell about Mary Ellen is in the election of presidential election of 2012 with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney,
mm-hmm.
Everybody said Mitt Romney was going to win Florida.
Yeah.
Every news station, every pundit, and Mary Ellen came on with me like 7 days before the election.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know, it looks like Obama's going to win, but Romney's going to win Florida, right? And she says, well, no, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that Obama's going to win Florida. And Obama did win Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very good at picking elections.
Not always.
The last one was a little shaky, right?
Oh, yeah, that really blew my mind.
Yeah, that was...
Well, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Earlier, we had the mention said, name a profession through which an ugly person can become famous. Well, one of the answers was politics.
Yeah. I guess one of the other ones was radio host.
Oh.
Yeah,
so there you go.
So when politics was mentioned, I looked over at him. I said, well, you know, I can think of some not too pleasant looking politicians or whatever. I said, can you think of one? First name he comes out, Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there
was
you go.
Was he ugly
in person,
Maryland?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
You've seen him in person.
Yeah,
he can't look pleasant, can he?
I saw him at a party once.
Does he look?
Yeah, he looks just like that.
Oh, man.
Yoda. He looks like, what's that Star Wars little thing with the...
Oh, yeah, he's cute. Yeah.
Somebody, Dave Chappelle said that Michael Jackson later on ended up looking like the girl in Planet of the Apes, the woman in Planet
of the
Apes.
Oh, no. And on that note, we got a break. We're coming back with Mary Ellen and Ted Williams. Oh, man.
We're
don't
have
go anywhere.
Fun.
But I think there's a lot of difference in, say, you know, the size of people running for office, men especially. And I think looks has a lot to do with it.
We might talk about this when we come back because
listen to that, John.
The late Charlie Evers used to say, "Oh, we're going to bring it
all
up."
All the aspiring
stay
politicians.
Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm not. You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at things. It's most parents. You know,